how great it would be. You can provide that type of happiness for people.
You can just have, like, a bunch of fucking, like, reviews of all your shoes, like, which fans you really fuck with.
Literally, you love Vans.
Y'all really coming out with some really good ideas right now.
This is why you have us. You have to tap into that. Yeah. We're very resourceful.
Big, listen, and with that,
I've noticed that we are very resourceful.
Very, very. And with that being said, I just want to say to everybody, thank you and welcome to the new episode of Melanin Theory. The voices you have heard have been my friends, Kalia and Kyler. Kalia, Kyler, go ahead and say hello to the people.
What's up?
Help, we're trapped.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had no idea I was going to be on this podcast, but what's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all? Everything is going to be totally just, you know.
Whatever the fuck
whatever
it is.
Whatever it's going to be.
Well, I mean, I feel like since we're all here, today's episode should definitely be about friendships and tapping into your friends. I mean, as y'all have, you know, the listeners, you all are kind of just jumping in as it right now. We just finished, not even finished. We're still having the conversation apparently, but we were just talking about, I know it's been a few weeks. I know I've been out of it. I just pretty much just been telling them like I haven't been feeling it because of X, Y, and Z. And you know, I just, they really, this is what friends do. Friends give you the motivation to just say, you know what, fuck it. Like, let's go. Let's do this. This is what we're doing. So I decided we're just going to go ahead and start the episode with friendships and just letting people know, like, tap into your friends. Because your friends, I feel like your friends know you the best. Your friends sometimes even know you better than your family. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a lot of the times there are things with Kalia and Kyler that I share with them that I might not even share with my mom or my dad. And it has nothing to do with like lack of trust, but it's just, you know, because they're around the same age as I am, we've probably gone through similar experiences within the same time frame. And you know, a lot of the times it's not an authoritative figure. It's literally just somebody talking to you. So, you know, it's sometimes it's just better or it feels good to just listen to your friends when they tell you something. It just clicks more. And I feel like this is just an ongoing thing with us, at least. Like, I feel like every time we talk, especially Kyler, he's always getting on my helmet about something, about you gotta trust yourself, you gotta believe the process. So in front of the people, Kyler, from me to you, I appreciate you, bro, and I thank you. Thank you so much.
That's true,
you're so welcome. You made me sound like someone super big. I fuck with it.
You're super big to me, bro. What you mean? But even on top of that, like, people like Kalia, you know, Kalia is another near and dear friend of mine. And, you know, whenever we talk, she's along the same tip as far as not letting myself get discouraged. Always hyping me. When I say hype, listen, when I say hype man, or I should say hype woman, when I say hype woman, Kalia is it. Because I mean, like, even things that I'd be like, man, that wasn't even that good. Kalia be like, are you crazy, Jeff? Don't talk about my friend like that. Like, you, and so it's just like the energy that I receive from these two along with my other friends is just always amazing. And I'm very thankful for y'all. I really am. So thank you to both of you. Kalia, love you. Kyler, love you. But listen to your friends, people. This episode's not going to be that long. It's really about to end, like, right now. but I really just wanted to take the time to go ahead and highlight these two. And this will not be the last time you hear from my friends. My friends' voices will be over these airwaves again. But I just, you know, whenever you have a chance to sit down with your friends, whenever you have a chance, even family too, and really just listen to what they have to say, they're not going to steer you wrong, especially if they genuinely love you. Always listen to what they have to say. You don't always have to do what they ask of you or what they suggest to you, but at least listening to them could open up some new doors, open up different perspectives, and really just cause you to think outside of the box. So, that being said, you already know what it is. Ooh, should we keep going? Are there other things we can talk about?
I mean, honestly, the moment you put me on this podcast, I started thinking so much. I could give you like an hour-long podcast right now.
Hey, look, well, what do you want to talk about, Kyler? What's something you want to speak on?
Tapping into your friends.
Okay, what else you got to say? My brother, go ahead.
Because, like, I feel like tapping in with your friends, no matter what position you're in, like, whether you're the friend tapping into somebody because you need help or people are tapping into you because they need help, it can work both ways. Like, because I've been really making a point to check in with people a lot more because I know a lot of people have been home by themselves or just not having the community they're used to. And through tapping in with those people, it reaffirmed, like, a lot of stuff that I believe are my strengths or things I feel like I'm good at. So it's just been, like, pushing me to, like, yeah, like, continue to do what you do because you do make a big impact. And just, like, a reminder that even if you just hit up somebody just to be like, hey, like, how are you doing? You could be the first person that texted that person that in, like, a week. And that can mean so much to them because there's a person I'm thinking about who's my friend. She lives in Atlanta, and I was texting her the other week, and she was talking about how she wasn't feeling that great, and I was just like, yeah, like, keeping my thoughts. Like, I felt like I told her I felt like I wasn't checking in on her enough, but I've been checking on her, like, maybe once a month or once every other week or so, and she was like, man, like, you and this other person are the only people who check up on me. Like, y'all are, like, I feel like y'all are my only friends. Mm. And it's like, damn, like, I feel like I'm not doing anything, but to you, I'm doing the world. So I think, like, there's a lot of growth and there's a lot of affirmation that comes in with tapping into your friends.
That's very true. That's very true. Especially, I feel like, at a time like this, where mental health can be the most important. Because, I mean, I know at least here in California, like, things are starting to open up. Like, myself, I've been going to work. Even though my store isn't open up, I've still been physically going to work and, like, doing things around the store. But, you know, there are still other states where, like, they're still, like, quarantine level one. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still inside the house. They still can't really go anywhere. Or, like, even if they can leave the house, like, there's still nothing to do. So, I think that is a really big thing. I feel like I can personally see how that can be a really big impact as far as, I mean, even for you, how you were saying you felt like you weren't doing enough because it might have only been like once a month that you were hitting them up. But like your timing is obviously impeccable because, I mean, of this situation with me and you, but even with your friend in Atlanta. So I think that really just speaks to who you are as a person and, you know, the fact that you really care and really want people to not only succeed but like feel their best as well. So I mean that's something I've always, you know, admired about you. But Kalia, was there anything that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I mean, I think friends just really give you like the good energy that you need to just keep moving forward, just in general, like, because I know just like in our friendship, Jeff, it's like I see there's some people that I just see every day, you know, like they're used to me for the most part and like we have a lot of fun, but then like after when you haven't seen your friend in a while and then you see them again and there's like nothing but positive energy and love, it just like gives you such a boost, like it's so refreshing. And I don't know if this is because I'm a huge extrovert, but like when I get with like my really good friends who like know me and just can just be present with me, I just feel recharged and I feel like I tap into my friends in like that perspective, like in that way. Like almost like the energy of my friends, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, big time. I feel that.
I have friends that put off like a lot of really like positive energy. Like I like to be around people with like that can give each other positive energy. And what else I was gonna say is based off of what Kyler was saying, Kyler, like, what she said about Kyler earlier is so true. Like, I kind of learned that from Kyler. So, inequalities, like, I was doing it before, but just how much you should be checking up on people because, like, they're your friend and you care about them. Because maybe no one else is checking up on them. Like, I've had moments where, like, I haven't heard from, like, a friend for a while. And then they text me, and then they're like, oh, sorry, I haven't texted you in a while. And I'm just, like, so happy just because they, like, you know, thought about me. So I try to, I'm terrible at texting, but I'm trying to get better at it.
Look, me and you both, and I feel like y'all know that.
But, like, just being, in, like, intentional about your, about keeping up your relationships with people and, like, making sure they're good. And, like, knowing about their aspirations and encouraging them to, like, keep moving forward and not just making it a you thing.
Yeah.
You know? Because you could just be concerned with yourself. But then, like, when you just take time to be concerned about others, they'll be concerned about you. And then now we're, like, a little family. So.
For sure.
I don't know. I might be rambling. But
I was say, you're making sense. You're definitely making sense.
I think it's just, like, it's just a beautiful thing to tap into your friends. I just think, like, some people can go it alone, I guess, but I think it's just way more fun.
Oh, big time. And, like, and I think you brought up a really good point when you said, like, tapping in with intent. You know, I know, like, for me, the year 2020 has been, for me, this has been, like, the year where I really try to do everything with intent, even if it is just tapping in with somebody and, like, hey, how are you doing? Like, and it's crazy because I always kind of follow up with, like, I just wanted to say hi. But even in just wanting to say hi, it's never really just like, oh, I just wanted to say hi and that's it. Like, I'm always still gonna want to have a conversation with them, just because, like you said, like, you're my friends. So, like, I genuinely love and care for you and care about you and how everything is going. So I think that intent part is really important. Because you can tell the difference when somebody's hitting you up for to check in with you versus if somebody's hitting you up just because they need something from you. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to, like, need something from someone, but, like, an example I can use, like, with me and Kyler. Kyler has been doing a lot of work for my brand as far as, like, really helping me create designs and, like, bounce ideas off of each other. And so there are some times when I hit him up and I kind of catch myself where I'll hit him up and I'll be like, hey, bro, I got this idea for a design, but I have to kind of, like, stop and be like, you know what, though? But, like, this is my friend. So, like, before we get into the business, like, my bad, like, how are you doing? Like, what, like, how's your day going? Like, what's going on? So I think that intent is really important, and it also shows where your heart is at too. So y'all are both really good at that. Cause I know at least for myself, like, I can't speak for anybody else, but I know y'all check in with me, especially if, like, cause Kalia's done it so many times where I'll tweet something and, like, less than an hour later, Kalia's like, hey, you good? And I'm like, and, you know, sometimes it might be like, nah, you know, like, there really is something going on. But sometimes it really just be like, oh, no, I'm good. Like, but the fact that you even take that initiative to be like, well, all right, Jeff tweeted something, let me go check on him really quick just to make sure everything's kosher. Like, that really means a lot, too. So.
Yeah, and I think something that I've really been intentional about, I think, or at least been more introspective and reflective about being intentional about, is being true to, like, just what that gut feeling, or just naturally, what do you want to do, like, sticking to whatever that is in all facets of life. And the reason I bring that up as an example is because I feel like as a society, there's so many, like, social standards or social acceptability politics and respectability politics about what's right to do or what's awkward or what's doing too much or what's being thirsty. So I think that creates, like, at least for, I'll speak for myself personally, because I identify as someone who has had and sometimes has a lot of social anxiety, is like, I don't want to come off as, like, being too nosy. I don't want to come off as doing X, Y, and Z. So I think if we can, like, just start growing as people, and, like, if you want to check on somebody that you haven't spoken to in 4 years, but you think it's going to be weird, just say that, like, hey, like, I know I ain't texted you in 3+ years, but I saw you tweet X, Y, and Z, and I just wanted to check in with you, because, yeah, I want to check in with you, and you can leave it at that. I think it's okay to not fully define, like, why you feel the need to check in on somebody, but yeah. When it comes to checking in on people, I think if you just feel that urge, then that person probably really needs it, so just being okay with not come, like, it's okay if you come off as thirsty or if you haven't talked to them in years, or if it's weird, because worst case scenario, they're like, oh, no, I'm good.
Right. Right, and just leave it at that and never talk to you again.
Yeah. Like, I think we make a lot more things into things than there are. Like, it's just okay to just check in with people and just want to talk to people or just want to feel a certain way. And it's okay to make mistakes. Like, let's say that they did feel like it was creepy that you did that. My bad. Like, that wasn't my intention, but I respect that you feel that way. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a lot of power in all of that.
Oh, big time. And so even with that, it's just like, I think, and who knows, whatever the situation is that somebody's going through, if they do hit you up with the, oh, I'm fine, and then don't get back to you. Cause I've only had one experience, like, where, I mean, I've had a few experiences where they were like, oh no, I'm fine, and then left it at that. But I had one specific experience where, like, they actually contacted me like a week later and was just like, hey, you know, I was rereading messages, and I saw that you had, you know, that we had, like, contacted each, or, like, you hit me up, like, my bad for giving you that energy. I was just going through something, or I was just trying to handle woo woo woo, or it, even if it is like a, you know, I did notice that it did feel weird. And so I was kind of just about to push it to the side, but, like, after thinking about it, I'm like, okay, maybe it wasn't as weird as I thought. So I think just not knowing what other people are going through, but as long as your heart is in the right place, and as long as you know what your intention is, people might perceive it differently, but you can at least say for yourself, like, I did what I intended to do. I did what I was set out to do. I did my part. Whatever happens after that, it's out of my control. But control your controllables. So, you know, even if it is just reaching out to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time, like Kyler said, I say still do it, especially if it's on your heart. If it's on your heart, then it must have been placed there for a reason. Whether it's to check up on them, or even if it's just to break you out of your own comfort zone. And really just be like, well, I don't talk to people enough, or maybe I just been thinking about this person, and it's like, now it's time for me to hit them up. So I say get comfortable. I always try to tell people, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Life is not comfortable at all.
You got to lean into that discomfort. Get out your comfort zone.
Exactly. I mean, you can definitely make it comfortable in certain situations, but for the most part, the only way to grow is to be uncomfortable and learn new experiences. So, you know, tap in with that person you've been thinking about. Tap in with that person that you just want to check on. Look, I'll even go as far as to say, you know, if you tapping in with somebody to try to shoot a potential shot, tap in. This is what friends are for.
Yeah, that severely depends.
It depends.
Well, so that's the perspective I was coming from. I wasn't necessarily coming from, like, you ain't talked to somebody in 4 years, and now you see them tweet some hurt stuff, so now you about to use that as an excuse. Oh. Like, not like that.
My mind went there, but that's not what I was thinking about.
Okay, so I said what you were thinking.
All right, well, I was
more so. Oh, just go ahead.
I was saying, let's just wrap that whole thing up. y'all can continue it if you want. I don't want to cut you off, but I would suggest that we just wrap that whole thing up. Like, shoot your shot if you know that you're not, number one, crazy, and number two, that you have good intentions.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah, I have a little metaphor for this, so...
Okay, yeah, we need that.
I love to hear it. Go ahead.
In terms of, like, kind of like a how-to guide on when to shoot thy shot.
Got it.
This is
going to
be interesting.
It's only going to be that interesting to people who like sports, though, because I'm watching basketball right now.
Okay.
But, like, there's like, you just got to know your role and star in your role. And like, when the Lakers, they shot terribly in game one, like, but they were taking good open shots. Like, they were in the right position. It's a shot that these players normally make.
Right.
And like, these are the types of shots you take. Like, shoot your shots.
Right. Got it. Okay.
Don't just inbound the ball, do a 360 layup, throw it up from half court. Like, you're not Dame. you're not Dame. This isn't Dame time. Like, right. That's not your shot. You need to set a pick and roll, get the defender off balance, make sure that the lane is wide open.
Yeah.
And get a high percentage shot.
Got
and you.
You
might get fouled.
Got you.
But then you can shoot the free throws if you are awarded the shooting foul. But if it's not a shooting foul, then it's ball out of bounds and you got to find another shot to shoot.
I like that.
Wow.
If you're not a three-point shooter, don't shoot the three. go for a mid-range or a layup. But wait,
and that's not even all no like appearance type shit. Like, if this person finds your energy weird,
yeah,
and thinks you're harassing them,
you're right?
Don't shoot that shot.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah,
yeah. You can tell when someone's like,
yo. Yeah, if this person is literally like, yo, like.
Mm-hmm.
If you got Anthony Davis, like, really trying to defend this shot.
Right. Hands like, up and yo, everything.
Like, don't shoot that shot. Right. Pass the ball.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with that.
Find an open shot somewhere else.
And I agree with that. Because I want to say, even in my, like, the episode I did about dating. Yeah, like, no, you know what I'm saying? If they've told you, I don't want you to shoot your shot. I don't, like, stop shooting your shot.
Yeah, nope, stop
then
shooting.
Stop shooting. Exactly. Exactly. Stop shooting. Like, obviously, you're going to get blocked. You're going to get denied. And it's only going to get worse if you keep trying. So, you, yeah. Like,
but next team you play, you might hit five straight shots.
Hey, you're right.
But you got to shoot your shot.
That is absolutely right. And I agree with that 100%. So, before we cut it, is there anything else that anybody wants to say? Hey, Kyler said, look, keep it going. We just look, getting started.
My goal right here, Jeff, is to show you that you can put out an excellent podcast without planning it, without a script, and without even a topic. Just because you're talking, you can do a great podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You just got to stop limiting like yourself and like tap into yourself, which is the second phase of this podcast.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
You know what? Actually, yeah.
The title of the episode is about to be Tap In.
Exactly.
Because you got to tap into yourself, too, because, like I said, I could listen to Melanin Theory for a cool hour and a half if I really was, like, especially while we're working from home, I'd be looking for, like, podcasts to just listen to where it feels like it's a conversation.
Yeah.
And that's how you naturally talk. You're very, like, you get people's attention, like, you include people in the energy. And I feel like if your podcast, like, that's where that consistent podcast comes, because it's like, I wish I could just work the whole day listening to episodes of Melanin Theory. Like, just, oh, like, let me just hear, like, what Jeff thinking about. Because you have a real, like, beautiful mind. You think about a lot of things in real creative ways. And if you share that energy with the world, there's a lot of, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of gears can be clicking. That's, like, why I write poetry books. I feel like a lot of my poems, I really think this is some, like exquisite way of thinking about something. And I want other people to read how I thought about this.
Obsidian.
And see where that plays a role in their life. And I think you can naturally do that with your podcast.
So before I even continue and say what I was going to say, shameless plug. Kyler just mentioned his poetry book. If y'all don't mess around and buy this book, Obsidian, go ahead and purchase it. Kyler, where can they find it at?
I would also like to add that that is also a lesson in how to get other people to plug your own book.
No. Kyler's spitting game left and right.
You shoot the shots, you know how to shoot, Jeff.
He said, this is my shot.
On Twitter or Instagram, at the fourth Kyler, T-H-E-F-O-U-R-T-H-K-Y-L-E-R. The link is in my bio. It's bit.ly/KIV poetry.
There you go. There you go. There you go. if you love poetry and you really want to just dive, or even if you maybe aren't into poetry and you just want to check something out, you want to get like a nice little starter book, hit up Kyler. He's got, he, and this is not the only one he has. This is the what, the fourth one?
Yes.
This is poetry book number four. So he's got three others that you can cop. Hit him up, bang his line, follow him on Instagram, and you gave them the Twitter too?
Yep.
So look, follow him on the socials. Follow him on the socials.
But not if you racist or homophobic or sexist or none of that shit.
Oh, those people don't even listen to this podcast, bro.
They're, okay, good. Yeah, but no. If y'all like, happen to listen to this shit, don't follow.
Like, y'all should buy the book.
Yeah, you could for sure buy the book. You can buy the book, but don't follow me. Yeah, not until you have your epiphany. And even then, like, I don't really need to hear about it, but, like, we off that.
But have it. Have that epiphany.
Oh, man. But so talking or like talking about tapping in with yourself, let me first and foremost just go ahead and say, like, yes, these are my friends. No, this is not scripted. I did not.
It is not.
Listen.
I didn't even know this was happening.
We didn't know we were being recorded at first.
But
I don't even know if this is legal, to be honest.
No, it's legal.
But
I might still sue.
I and it's just really crazy because like the smile that y'all put on my face is so genuine, but it part of it goes into like the things that you're saying. It's like I at least know to some certain extent like what you're saying is fact and what you're saying is true. Like it might have been different adjectives used, but it's like sometimes I get lost in my own mind and I don't realize, like, Jeff, you have a lot to give, whether it be just giving positive energy or if it's, like, giving, you know, advice or if it's are y'all snapping? Is that what's going on? yeah, it's, like, I do understand that I have a lot to give. I think for me, it's just really and I was talking to like, how I was telling y'all, I was talking to Ronnie about it earlier. Shouts out to Ronnie. Boy out there in Atlanta doing his thing.
My son.
Yo, hey, side note. He officially graduated.
Hey.
Shouts out to you, Ronnie. Ronald. Oh, let me know. I'm about to give this whole man's name out.
I know. But, his name is Dante.
Yeah, that's right. Dante. Shout out to you, bro. Congratulations on the graduation. He is now an alumni of SDSU. Good on you, my guy. But yeah, we were talking earlier, and he was just saying pretty much the same thing as far as, like, there's a lot of stuff to tap in. It's just a matter of, like, accessing it. And for me, I think it's also about time management, because I consider myself a pretty free spirit in a sense of I don't like to create plans. I don't like to, well, I have to do this at this time and I got to do this. And like, I'll write down things that I know I might forget, but I just think I need to learn how to time manage, but do it in a way that works for me. Kind of going back to like shooting your shot, but like coaching the way that I know how to coach, like, basically, you know what I'm saying, like trying to teach myself, like, all right, we don't like to necessarily create plans and stuff, but we have to figure out time management. So what does that look like? And then just trying to figure it out and actually tapping into my best potential. So like tapping into yourself, it might even be kind of like a readjustment of how we do things. Or it might even be a way for us to kind of really get into our own minds. Cause I know, earlier this year I had to really, really figure out, like, all right, what does self-love look like? How does this self-love thing work? And like really try to relearn and relove myself. So I think that moment of tapping into to my mental and tapping into myself was a really big one. But, I feel like the growth is never ending. And like, even though we've tapped in before, we might think, well, I've tapped in with this before, or I've had to kind of think about, you know, this aspect of my life before, and I think I got to figure it out. It's like, nah, like we're ever growing. And since we're always growing, we're always learning things, our experiences are going to change. So do we as people, and we have to kind of reevaluate ourselves every once in a while. So, tapping in to friends, tapping into yourself, it's all important, and it's all part of becoming a better person. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about this chicken that I'm going to be eating later on.
And see, this is why Melanin Theory is a great podcast to talk. Because that's exactly what the fuck niggas be on. It's like, damn, like, I just said some real inspirational shit. Oh. And, ooh, I got that chicken in the fridge. I can't wait for that shit. Like, that's what I fuck about.
Because my mom... My mom had some wings yesterday, but she eats the spicy wings. And I'm like, the mild is where it's at for me. Popeye's mild chicken is fire. Because I feel like when it's spicy chicken, it's cool, but you just taste spicy. But with the mild chicken...
It's like a controversial take, this podcast.
Wow. You don't agree with that statement? Spicy's the way to go for you?
I don't agree with that statement, and I haven't even been eating spicy food that long.
Wow.
You're surprised about this disagree? I thought you were doing, like, an unpopular
thing. I thought you knew that was unpopular.
Jeff, you gotta let people comment on this one.
This is why you're dope as a podcast host, because you will just say this shit.
Yes.
And you need to post an Instagram poll and ask people whether they like Popeye's mild or spicy chicken. Because now I need to know.
Yeah, you got to do the research because the people need to find out. And we got to find out what to do about those people who say mild.
So, I mean, the mild,
we might have to make a podcast about that.
Oh, just straight Popeye's chicken, mild or spicy?
This episode is exposed.
Hey, the people who prefer the mild are the people in commercials singing, love that chicken
from Hey, cut me the check. I don't care. Cut me the check. Love that chicken from Popeye's. Oh man. But no, that's
anything else.
But at least with that being said, just so I can go ahead and eat this chicken, because I really am hungry. Kyler, Kalia, was there anything else that you wanted to add to this conversation?
Like I said, I had a lot that I could say, but if you want to end it, we can end this.
Okay, Kalia.
I cannot even breathe.
Well, Kyler and Kalia, I appreciate you both for being on this episode with me. Thank you for the impromptu conversation and the podcast episode. I think this was very much needed and very much well-deserved.
Bravo.
For those of y'all that are listening, again, these have been two of my dearest friends. They're not the only ones. As I said, we will be hearing more voices from more of my friends to come. But thank you for joining us. Just a reminder, tap into your friends, listen to what they have to say, take in the information they give you. They love you. They want to see you succeed. Tap into yourself. Trust yourself, trust your process, trust your gut, your intuition. Relearn yourself when you have time. Figure out what the best move is for you. And also, mild chicken is better than spicy chicken. But with that being said, thank you for joining us today. We will be hearing from you later on.
Jeff about to go shucking
jive. Oh, wow. Stay, listen, stay awesome.
But that's why we tap into ourselves and just say what you say, because was it not funny?
It's funny facts.
This is gonna be the funniest podcast episode some people ever listen to.
Probably it might be the last episode that some people listen to too, depending on
they know their lanes and they don't need to be listening anyway if they're not gonna support you because of one episode.
Hey, they really might take that spicy chicken comment to heart. I don't know.
Man, we're just gonna have to do the poll and find out.
Yeah, we're gonna find out. Like,
I don't know.
Like, maybe people prefer mild more. Anyway. At the end of the day, I just said that shit because it was funny. I don't even really be eating Popeyes like that.
Yeah,
because, like, after I went to Atlanta and had Bojangles, like.
Oh, bruh. Hey, tell me about it. I'm already knowing. Look,
all right, I know this podcast is supposed to be over, but since we are recording, if y'all like Cane's dry
chicken, no.
Your opinion on this matter does not count.
Nah, Now, I will say this. I had Canes in Louisiana. The first time I ever had Canes was Louisiana.
And I'm talking California Canes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Canes. Got it. Yes, I second that opinion to what Kyler said. If you enjoy Canes dry chicken, then the chicken conversation that is about to ensue has nothing to do with you.
We ain't getting no sponsorship from Canes.
Right. Man, black people never know when to get off the phone or say bye.
Hey, you got the record button. I'm just talking to you. So I'm branding myself right now. So you can press stop whenever you want. I'm getting
followers. Oh, man.
I feel like some people do know how to get off the phone and say bye.
Yeah, I just enjoy talking to you. Like, yeah. I said I could talk to you for an hour and a half on this podcast. I meant to. Like, why would I lie?
Yeah, we wouldn't lie to you. Not when you're recording me.
Not while I'm recording
you. Can use this in court. Like, well, then
I can talk for an hour. Hey, look, so if it don't last an hour and a half. So if it don't last an hour and a half?
An hour and 27 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We're not
Jeff, go eat your chicken.
All right, y'all. That being said, stay awesome. Stay black. I messed it up. Let me start over.
Maybe that's just how it's supposed to be. Stay awesome, stay black.
Stay awesome. Stay positive. Yeah. Stay black. If you're not black, stay you and be dope. Much love. Peace. Yeah, I just try to live in the moment. When I wake up in the morning, I be moaning. Baby grip wood like she molding the future with kids, but now she just swallowing dreams. I've been planning long for the schemes, both for the writing and the green. Shit getting rough, but I'm built for a tough, so I always explore my team. Something feeling off though. I've been feeling awful like Mercury retrograde. I've been putting work in and still not getting paid, both in the fame and the big hoorays. I've been down real bad, just say, but niggas spilling info like ginseng. I'm learning real pain, feeling blue like the group, man. Whole time live with my life like I'm Truman. I'm just trying to pour up the deuce with 1K and losing 2K with my nigga the fourth. KJ soon a dentist, so when it be time for a grill, then you know I'll be shining, my boy. I'll never fold, but neither do visions. My vision intense, I pack deadly precision while I'm on a mission to spar with the friendliest rappers. Keep chasing regardless the distance. So what a time to realign and live for the passion. I'm on go for the action, nigga slow at the start. Everything 10 with the energy, 10 out of 10. I be giving it all from the heart. Niggas only claim that they ill because I spit so sick, no Neo. Bar so cold, yo soy hace frio. Hell no, high water about to be burning or drowning me, no. Walking through valleys of shadow of death, but I don't need to carry a tech, oh wow. My God is bigger than all of you niggas. I'm shouting it loud because I'm proud. Big boy status, I'm coming from addicts. I already mapped out my future, just waiting on shot from the status. No hero complex, I'm complex with the rap, and I hope that my voice is a catalyst.
Baby, just shine your light and hope that they can see, yeah. Baby, just give your time to you, you really need it. Baby, just open your eyes, know that you ain't dreaming. It's all for you, you gotta go get it, like. Go get it, yeah.